Hello and welcome to the maiden voyage of the new media shift, 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I'll be condensing a new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I am the executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. First, let's start with the news. Social networking giant Facebook got in trouble recently by changing its terms of service for users. While the service has always claimed the rights to use any content you upload for whatever commercial use they want, they changed the terms so that they can use your content even after you leave the service. That angered people who quickly formed a protest group on Facebook that soon numbered more than 120,000 people. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg eventually caved in and said the terms of service would go back to his previous state. However, yesterday, Zuckerberg had a press conference announcing they would now publish the Facebook Principles, which say that people have the rights to the content they upload to the service and everyone should be treated equally. It's almost a bill of rights for the social network. They decided that any change to the terms of service will be put in an open forum for discussion and comment, then possibly voted on by users. Reaction to that move was mixed, as many users were happy for a more transparent approach to the service. But others thought voting would lead to mob rule and too much democracy on a private service. Next up is a troubling time for print newspapers. The Rocky Mountain News in Denver will be printing its final print edition today. And Hearst Corporation says it will need to slash more jobs and costs or will have to close or sell the San Francisco Chronicle. The Washington Post says its earnings were down 77% last quarter, and many other companies, including the New York Times, will be cutting dividends paid to shareholders. During all this angst among newspapers, Google quietly started putting ads up next to search results in its Google News aggregator, something it hadn't done before to avoid being sued by newspaper companies. Maybe Google believes it can get away with this while newspapers are busy putting out other fires. On a positive note, some San Francisco Chronicle staffers launched a post-Chronicle wiki to try to come up with a new online publication for San Francisco if the Chronicle goes belly up. Now let's turn to this week's burning question. The question comes from Sarah A., who writes in a blog comment on MediaShift, "I'm a junior broadcast journalism major in Oklahoma. I'm looking to start a blog. But being an undergraduate student, I have no idea what I could blog about. What do you suggest that I write about? Luckily, I was talking to Gina Trapani, who used to write the Life Hacker blog. Here's what she had to say.
I mean, you really have to think about why you want to do your site. I mean, is it just kind of a personal journal for your friends? That's great. Do that, but then don't hope to, you know, get 10,000 page views a day. If you want to sort of establish yourself as an expert on a topic, then pick that topic and write about it, you know, every single day, and write well, and do your research.
Now for this week's poll at MediaShift. The question is, what do you think will happen to newspapers? The leading answer so far is, they will find a new business online. Last week's poll question was, which of these companies do you trust the most? Here's how readers answered. 33% said they trusted none of the companies. 31% trusted Google the most. 14% trusted Twitter most. 8% Facebook. 7% Yahoo. And 4% Microsoft. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS MediaShift at pbs.org/MediaShift and our sister blog, IdeaLab, at pbs.org/IdeaLab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember that if you're a media consumer, a media mixer, or a media maker, shift happens.